Hey, what's up, everybody? Fresh Talk Sports, Doug Petrie here, back for another episode. It's been a few weeks. Sorry about the delay. Life has kind of gotten in the way a little bit lately. I was in Vegas for my 40th birthday there. Unreal time. I got to tell you, we'll start with some hockey, but also to tie that in with the Vegas trip. I went to a Knights game. My first Knights game, it was the Knights and Caps on December 2nd. And wow, what an atmosphere. Like, Vegas is, I wouldn't say they're totally a sports town, but they're really close. The atmosphere at that game, coming from a Canadian market in Vancouver, where, you know, it's crazy. People are crazy about the Canucks out here. But I got to tell you, going to a Vegas game is nothing like a Canucks game. It's like hockey on steroids. It's what you would expect out of a Vegas-type sports event. It's just amped up. There's always stuff going on. The people are jazzed. The arena's rocking. Before the game, during the game, after the game, it's crazy. And, you know, the Knights took it down 4-1. It was a great game, and it was a hell of a trip. I turned a little Blue Jays playoff bet, turned that around into some more money, and managed to come home with a little bit. And hey, shout out to Toys R Us for helping me recycle that Vegas money I came home with quickly too. Anyways, just gonna have a quick chat about the Canucks. Second in the league in points right now. They have three guys in the top nine in NHL points. They're first in goals for, 3.7 a game, second in goals against, 2.2 a game. And the crazy thing is that Andre Kuzmenko is still in the doghouse. He had 39 last year, and to think the Canucks are leading the league in scoring with a guy that scored almost 40 last year, struggling to get in the lineup. Like, that's insane. And it's not just the power play. The thing that is encouraging to me, it's not the power play that's doing it. Like, they're really good 5-on-5. They won in Nashville Tuesday night 5-2. All five goals, even strength, 5-on-5 against a very good Nashville team, against UC Saros, who'd won six in a row coming into that game. And yeah, they took care of business. So, I mean, we're getting closer and closer to the halfway point, but the Canucks, they look like they're for real. They might get into the playoffs this year, which would be awesome. All right, a little bit of an update from some bets recently. You know, I've lost some, of course, everybody loses. But going back to last Saturday, my Dougie's Dagger of Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown, Deontay Johnson for 50 receiving yards. And I had the Bengals -3 to cap that off, which 10 would have paid out 78. The Bengals won by 3, so that was a push. But my 10 still paid 42, so that was kind of nice. And then I also had moved that into Sunday. Had a same-game parlay of the Bears and Browns. I had Flacco for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Njoku for a touchdown. Only had 5 on that, paid out $32.50, and then had another same game parlay for the Foreskins and Rams. I had the over 44.5, Stafford for 2 touchdowns, Puka Nacua for 50 receiving yards, Cooper Kupp 50 receiving yards, Tyler Higbee for 3 catches, and Kyren Williams for 2 catches. That 10 paid 50. So a couple nice little highlights there. All right, let's move into Thursday night football. We're going to try and keep it brief this week before Christmas. Everybody's got stuff to do. The Thursday night of this week is the Saints and the Rams. Kind of two teams you never really know what you're going to get. The Rams have actually been playing pretty well lately. I like the Rams -4 and over 45.5 in this one. I think they're the healthiest team in the league. They don't have anybody hurt right now. And the Saints pass defense, especially in the slot, isn't very good. And the Rams have some guy named Cooper Kupp, who usually lines up in the slot. So I think between Matt Stafford being at home, the Rams' run game, since Kyren Williams has come back from injury, has been unreal. I think they're averaging like 169 a game in the 5 games since he's been back. So that's opened up the passing game for Stafford. Having Cooper Kupp back, he's been on a tear since he's come back from injury. Between Cooper Kupp and Nacua in the slot, I feel like the Rams are going to move the ball pretty easily, pretty well at will. So I think they're pretty safe in -4, and I think they're pretty safe in the over 45.5. And I've also got a Dougie's Dagger. Dougie's Dagger on that one, too. We got Chris Olave for a touchdown, Cooper Kupp for a touchdown, Cooper Kupp for 75. I went Derek Carr to finish it off. Derek Carr for over 200. He always seems to somehow sneak in his yards. So that's at +1,000. 10 pays 140. Also, tonight we've got a little bit of NHL action going. I like the Flyers and Preds. I like the Flyers over the Preds, the Panthers over the Blues, the Leafs and Sabres over 7 goals, and the Oilers and Devils over 7 goals. And one more. The Sens and Avs over 6.5 goals. That is +1,720. 10 pays 182. That's a nice one. That's a nice one. There's no way those last two, the Avs and Sens and the Oilers and Devils, there's no way that those don't hit. I would almost do those as a dagger on its own if you feel like. Oilers and Devils, there's no goaltending there. There's no goaltending in either of those. And the Avs are at home, and the Avs are on a tear right now, and so is Nate McKinnon, which, ironically enough, is going to be part of my Dougie's Dagger Thursday Night Hockey. Yeah, Dougie's Dagger Thursday Night Hockey. You heard it. Speaking of which, we're going to rip right into that. We're going to go Austin Matthews for an anytime goal. I think he's got, it's something stupid. He's got like 9 in the last 5 games. He's got a 5 game goal streak. Austin Matthews, anytime goal. Sebastian Aho, 2 shots on goal. Jack Eichel, who's riding I believe it's 10 game point streak. We're going to keep that going. Jack Eichel over 0.5 points. And my guy, Nate Dogg, Nate McKinnon for the Avs. He's been on a heater. We got him for 2 points tonight. That's +424. I think I'm going to go 20 on that guy. 20 pays about 105, 104.91 if you want to be exact. Okay, Saturday football. A couple Saturday games again this week. We've got the Bengals and Steelers. I'm going to stay away from that. I'm not going to bet that game. Pittsburgh, as you know, Pittsburgh is my wife's team. Pittsburgh is the most frustrating team in the league to me because they beat teams they shouldn't, and they lose games they should win. They're 7-7 right now. Their season, they could literally win the last 3 games and get in the playoffs, or they could lose the last 3 games and be out. I don't know which way it's going to go. You never know with Pittsburgh. They got Mason Rudolph starting. Yeah, I don't know. I think Cincy's like a 2-point favorite right now, but that's in saying that Cincy's a 2-point favorite, that scares me even more about betting that game, because that tells me that I would lean Pittsburgh. If I had to, I'd lean Pittsburgh. But since we're not betting that game, we do have a Dougie's Dagger same game parlay for that. And it looks a little something like this. Under 42.5 points. Deontay Johnson, 50 receiving yards. Tanner Hudson for 3 snags. Pat Freiermuth for 2 snags. And Jaylen Warren, my guy, my favorite player on the Steelers, for 25 rushing yards. That's plus 700. 10 pays 80. Nice and tidy. Then the other Saturday game is the Bills at Chargers. Chargers got embarrassed last Thursday night. Thankfully, I had the Raiders in the over, so that was a lone bright spot. Brandon Staley gone. Tom Telesco gone. We'll see what lies ahead. Justin Herbert out for the year. The Bills are probably favored by 60, and I might take that line. Again, I'm not gonna bet the game, but I do have a Dougie's Dagger that I like here. Josh Allen for 25 yards. Also, shout out to the Bills. They looked really good against the Cowboys on Sunday. Really good. Josh Allen for 25 rushing yards. James Cook for 50 rushing and receiving yards. Dalton Kincaid, 25 receiving yards. Stephon Diggs for 75 receiving yards. And the lone bright spot for the Chargers, Quentin Johnston, 3 catches. That's plus 1,000. 10 turns into 110. Sunday games, there's some interesting games this week for sure. I'll probably end up watching the Lions and Vikings because the Lions are really, really fun to watch. And I think that's going to be a burner. Let's see what else. There's the Cowboys and Dolphins in Miami. That should be a good one. What else do we got? The Raiders and Chiefs, I think, is going to be interesting. I feel like that's going to be... I almost went with the Chiefs at... Or the Raiders at plus 10. But I feel like with the recent struggles in the Chiefs offense being at home, they're going to want to prove... They're going to want to prove something. So, with that being said, let's see. And being an idiot, I didn't put down who these were against. I totally forgot. But I got the Bucks minus 2. I got the Packers money line. I took the Raiders and Chiefs over 41. And in the Ravens and San Fran game, I went the Ravens on an adjusted line at plus 7.5. That is plus 718, 10 pays 81.89. And to finish it off, we got a Dougie's Dagger for Sunday. It's Amari Cooper for 50 receiving yards. Jahmyr Gibbs, who cashed me last week, for a titty. And Baker Mayfield throwing for 250. Plus 697. I'm going to drop 20 on that. Turns into 160. Merry forkin' Christmas. All right. That's all the time we got for this week. Thank you, everybody. Probably won't be back until the new year. So everybody have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you want to call it. Be well, enjoy your families, and remember, keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Cheers.